So hello and welcome to this podcast episode. I am very, very, very fond of this topic, anatomy of arousal, because when I first learned about it, it completely changed my relationship with myself and with my partners during lovemaking. And it really, really helped me to understand deeply the layers of unlearning we have to do in order to tap fully into sexual intelligence that already dwells inside of our bodies. It really helped me to learn how to ignite and keep that spark alive, the sexual fire and lovemaking that in time, especially when you are in a long-term relationship, tends to fade away. We really have no idea of how deep the conditioning of sexuality is. Because not only when we go deep, we find our own conditioning, but after that, we will find the conditioning of the collective, and these are really never ending. There's more and more and more always to drop into and release and let go of. And sometimes you release it, and sometimes it comes back. So this awareness is something we really need to cultivate in our lives. The more we unlearn of all we know, the more we tap into the natural wisdom of our bodies. And there is really a lot of ideas to let go in the bedroom and how we get involved into sexual relationships. How many times we just jump into sexual intercourse with thousands of expectations and wanting to have a certain outcome. The most common one is when we evolve into sex so we can just pleasure our partner. We want to please him in a specific way, and we end up doing the same things and have that peak orgasm and then end. There's nothing more. So we do show up in a certain way and set aside our natural intuition so that we can maybe be glued together with someone in this way, hope that he or she will never leave us. It's the most common, and I personally was like that too. I used my sexuality to manipulate so much. I would have outstanding performance while having sex, faking the vast majority of it simply to please my partner so he wouldn't leave me all the time. And even when they knew I was faking it, I would plainly not admit it. And then I would feel so empty inside. I really felt miserable. I felt so wasted that eventually it manifested into continuous yeast infections, burning sensations in my genitals, and worst of all, an STDs that took me quite some time to get rid of. I don't know, but maybe some of this rings a bell to you too. So what happens when we continue to do this is this connection and disassociation from our bodies, from ourselves. The more we go into sex with a lack of awareness in our bodies, the more we disassociate from it and experience numbness and frustration, thinking that something is wrong with us or the other person. So we simply don't know that we need to come back and trust our bodies. We really need to learn to relax and find a home in our bodies again in order for our sexuality to unfold and reveal itself in its beautiful, amazing glory. And this is also why over time in relationships, especially in long-term relationships, there is an increasing lack in women to make love. And normally in long-term couples, men are the ones who want to have sex more often than women. What is happening there? It is very natural because with time, we spend less and less time on foreplay, on arousal, on preparing the woman to make love. And it's like there's not enough time to cultivate for a woman to drop into her body and open, make her open to her sexuality. It all becomes faster, it becomes less connected, it becomes less connected with the heart. And that's why women naturally don't want to have sex. So what we do need to know in order to make that our sexual encounters flow and manifest in the fullest magnificent way, we really need to learn that sexual energy flows in different ways for men and women. This is key. And it's not a problem that we're different, male and female, in anatomy of pleasure. We're actually complementary. And this is exactly how nature programmed us. And the more we respect the difference and learn to approach them consciously, the more our sex life will greatly improve, because we learn to bring these different colors and palettes and flavors into our lovemaking. I think that's beautiful and super exciting. So according to Taoism, men have a yang type of arousal. The man is the positive pole, which is admissive and active. It means that in order to turn on, you can directly go to the center and spread outwards, meaning you can grab it directly from his penis and then spread that energy in his heart and then through his external limbs. So if it were for man, for him, he could jump in immediately into penetration because he does not need anything prior to activate his sex energy. This is the type of arousal that is really emphasized and cherished in our society, because it's very fast, it's very direct to the point, it's just like fire, a lot of pounding, a lot of action. But what is not celebrated, sadly, is the receptive feminine type of arousal, the counterpart, the opposite, which is very yin. So yin is very soft, it's very gentle, and it's all about building up and perception. It's very subtle. The arousal of women begins from the heart first. This is the complete opposite of male. From the limbs, from the external parts, you go through all the body, you get to the heart center, the breast, and then you go towards the yoni, the vagina. So I'm putting a huge, huge, huge highlight here. It is so vitally, crucially, fundamentally important that the heart center of the woman is activated before going into any kind of penetration. If her heart is closed, if your heart is closed, your vagina will be closed. And the whole experience will be completely dry, numb, and not pleasurable at all. Actually, you will be adding more layers of disassociation in your vagina. So please, women and men, note this down. Our breasts as women are the admissive part of us. Men have it in their genitals, we have it in our breasts. The receptive part of us as women instead is our vagina, and in men, it is their chest. So take a moment to visualize that. You can notice that we're extremely complementary for this reason, just like a piece of puzzle that attaches from the men's penis to our vaginas. Okay, so it's very important that a woman feels connected to her heart, through her breasts, and that her yoni is fully open and lubricated through this arousal before going into any kind of penetration with whatever. So if we give our bodies the chance to prepare and then act when it gives us the signal, our sex life will dramatically change, not only for women, but also for men. Because if the woman is open enough, if she is resting in her body and resting in her arousal, she will actually be open to dive deep in those incredible life-changing orgasms she has available. And she will bring in the man as well with her in the same experience. This is so beautiful. The best orgasms of men actually begin from the spark within the woman. So yeah, of course, men can have a lot of different types of orgasm, but the greatest one he can have are always facilitated by the woman. This is why it's so important for us to understand these energies and not force our bodies into something that they're not ready for. And this is why we must really work a lot on our capacity of arousal and self-pleasure. If you haven't heard it yet, I do advise you to listen to the previous episode regarding the yoni egg, in which I give such an important lecture intro on this aspect. And when we come together with a partner, we must really learn to focus on our own pleasure first, meaning our own body. It's not important for us to split the attention onto our partner while we're having sex, because also that is profoundly disassociating. We must focus on what we feel in our bodies, our pressure, our arousal. And through listening to our own bodies, we really have the opportunity to understand what is going on in our partner's body as well. The misconception here is that we think we need to focus totally on the pleasure of the other person. This is what they teach us. But it's blindly not true. It actually breaks the natural flow apart. So the invitation here is to come back into your body. Tune in deeply in your own body. And slowly you will feel also the other person. Very spontaneously, very naturally. It takes a huge amount of deconditioning to really feel this. Okay, so another important aspect here is reframing the idea of men having to be hard all the time in bed. Men have this terrible pressure on their shoulders that they must always be super hard in order to have sex. But this is a really terrible way to emasculate them. Men also need so much to tune into their bodies and emotions. And this sometimes appears in a soft cock. Softness of the cock is softness of the heart, as my teacher always says, Sophia. I do advise actually to go into penetration with the soft cock. You can find a way to insert a soft penis inside of you, simply stretching the cock with your hands and gently make it find its way inside of your yoni. You can take time in finding the right position to do so. It's actually very quite fun and very sweet to do. And it's so precious. It builds tremendous amount of intimacy and heals a lot of layers of shame and conditioning. And it can actually open you to a great amount of pleasure and awakening. Because from doing this, you might actually have a spontaneous erection. Because you're bringing the two poles together, remember? So it's so, so beautiful. And really, when we come into sex, there is no goal. I cannot emphasize enough on this. Imagine to have the opportunity to create from scratch on a white paper. Every time is different. Has to be different. No way that sex always has to be performing and fast and wild and active and explosive like the porn industry actively loves to promote. That's just a 3% of the whole potential that we can manifest during lovemaking. It really takes a huge shift in mentality and awareness to know that sex can actually involve no movement at all. There's no specific way to show up here. There really can be no movement, only deep, deep breathing and simply bringing your awareness to your perineum and your genitals and simply experiencing that moment as it is with all its aids and nuances, like a meditation. It's a very deep meditation and it can really blow your mind. Because at some point where you're dropping deeper and deeper and deeper, you may have a rush of energy completely overwhelming you and there you are experiencing incredible orgasm. You never know. But it does take willingness and a certain amount of work to decondition ourselves from this. So I deeply invite you to practice this because it's the fastest way we have to remember the simplicity and beauty of our own natural and erotic nature, our essence. Lovemaking is such a sacred art. It's such a beautiful ritual. And this is why you may also want to bring ritualistic forms in your lovemaking. Like before beginning your sexual activities, you may do some form of initiation, devotional acts, a form of intention, a way to dedicate this love practice. For example, what I personally love to do is to dance for my beloved. Like to do some erotic dance for him, or maybe take some time to do some devotional rituals for his penis, maybe a lingam massage, a lingam puja. since we have a little child now, we also have need to find time to dedicate to our lovemaking sessions, giving ourselves a specific date every week and show up however we are. And this is key because sometimes we are very tired. Sometimes we're like super overwhelmed from work. We may be stressed. We may have our minds somewhere else. And through the commitment of taking time for us, saving that space for us, we have a great opportunity to come back here in the present moment. And we bring all the emotions of who we are in that moment inside of our life making and see what unfolds from that. And it's always extremely beautiful. So then after this devotional act, we can move into a bit of foreplay. I perform a lingam massage to him, or he may massage my breasts and then my vagina, and we may express what we want in that moment. And we serve to the other person what is alive for us. You can bring a lot of creativity in the process of lovemaking. There's so much more you can do than to immediately drop into the penetration phase and then climax and then finish it off. Of course, it's horrible that way. So yeah, it really takes quite some commitment and willingness and a whole lot of presence to get over the disconnect and the whole conditioning. You may feel shy, you may feel afraid to do this, but I really invite you to open to all the possibilities because it will unfold also in your entire life, every aspect of your life. Because the quality of love you make in the bedroom is directly connected to the aliveness you have in your life. It will take time. Please bear in mind that healing and getting rid of the layers and layers is a very deep process, and you must bring a lot of love, a lot of softness, and a lot of awareness in your body, in your sex centers during your lovemaking. So in time, the woman can become so aware of her own vagina that without even moving her body, she can simply move the muscles of her vagina. If you do yoni egg practice, this becomes completely a reality and creating beautiful pleasure waves for herself and for her beloved. It's no goal. So yeah, this is the magic that can happen when we are really aware of the anatomy of our pleasure. And to sum it all up for you, in men, sexual energy is like fire. It gets ignited in the center, and after that, it must be directed into spreading out in the limbs. It means that their penis can be touched without much foreplay. And then it's nice to spread the pleasure, activating his chest and his limbs. How you do that? Literally, you just take his penis, you stroke it, you do whatever you want with it. And while that energy is building up and activating, with your hands, you can just spread it. Your hands, you just do these movements in which you like really are spreading the energy around his body, to his chest, his arms, his legs, his feet, his forehead. You're just spreading the energy with your hands all around his body. And in the woman, sexual energy is like water. So it gets collected from the edges, from the heart, and it flows to the center, and it goes down to the vagina. And this is the reason why women generally find it harder to separate sex from love, because they really need to feel safe before they can open up. It naturally means that women need more time to get aroused. But they say once the water is hot, it stays warm for a long time. But on the contrary, if you touch the yoni too soon, she will freeze up and she will contract. So the feminine energy flows more naturally, maybe through someone who is really in touch with her or his feminine. And when the woman is fully aroused, she will open her yoni and she will share the nectar of her depth with her partner. So I really hope that this episode shed some light for you. It really, really changed everything for me. And if you have any questions related to this episode, you can come find me on my Instagram page. and I will see you next week.